Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. In today's episode, we're looking at something every single one of us faces, temptation. Whether it's a quiet compromise, a recurring struggle, or just the daily pull to settle for less than God's best, we've all been there. But here's the good news. We're not fighting alone, and we're not fighting empty-handed. In this devotional, we'll look at a powerful true story, dive into what Scripture says about overcoming temptation, and talk about real, practical ways to stand strong, no matter what comes your way. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get into it. The topic is overcoming temptation, and our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God, and serve him only.'" And verse 11, the last verse. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're looking at a powerful and relatable topic, overcoming temptation. But first, let me take you into a real-life moment that caught my attention and perfectly sets the stage for what we're talking about. I recently came across an excerpt from a book by the late evangelist Billy Graham. He told the story of a young man named David Wilkerson, a small-town preacher from Pennsylvania. One night, while watching TV, David felt the Holy Spirit nudge his heart. What would happen if you spent this time praying instead? It wasn't a sinful show he was watching, it was just the news. But David felt led to give that time to God instead. So he sold his TV. Drastic, right? But out of that obedience, he began spending his nights in prayer, and that quiet prompting led him to start ministering in New York City. He eventually became the founder of Teen Challenge, one of the most impactful ministries helping people overcome addiction and find new life in Christ. Now, I'm not saying go sell your TV, but I am saying this. Temptation doesn't always show up in neon lights with a warning sign. Sometimes it comes quietly, disguised as something harmless, something convenient, even something justified. So how do we overcome it? Let's break it down. Temptation is not a sin, but giving into it is. Even Jesus himself was tempted. In Matthew 4, we see him led into the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. That's when the enemy shows up and says, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Matthew 4, verse 3. Now pause with me here for a second. Have you ever been tempted right at your weakest point? Jesus was hungry, physically drained, and that's when the enemy struck. And that's often how temptation works. It waits. It's patient. It knows when to pounce. But Jesus didn't fall for it. He answered with scripture, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Matthew 4 verse 4. That's a powerful reminder. You don't fight temptation with willpower alone. You fight it with the word. Let me ask you, what's your wilderness right now? Is it a relationship that's dragging you away from who God says you are? Is it that quiet habit you think nobody sees but is slowly eroding your spirit? Maybe it's compromise in your integrity, your thoughts, or how you treat others. The enemy always tempts us with what looks good, but ultimately breaks us down. James 1 verses 14 to 15 puts it this way. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Temptation never shows you the end. It only shows you the beginning. So how do we overcome it? Let's look at three ways that we can overcome temptation. 1. Stay close to God. Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit when he went into the wilderness, Luke 4 verse 1. He was connected to the Father. You can't fight spiritual battles with empty tanks. Are you spending time with God daily, prayer, worship, the Word? 2. Use the Word like a sword. Ephesians 6 verse 17 tells us, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." When temptation comes, do you have scripture in your heart that you can draw strength from? And 3. Run, don't flirt. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace." Joseph didn't argue with Potiphar's wife, he ran. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is get out of the room. Can we be honest with each other for a moment? We all face temptation daily, but overcoming it isn't about being perfect. It's about leaning into the one who is. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 reminds us that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. And because of that, verse 16 gives us this promise. "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Take a breath and reflect on these things. What's one area in your life where you've been battling temptation? What practical steps can you take today to move closer to victory in that area? Is there someone you can be accountable to? A friend, mentor, or prayer partner? As we wrap up today's devotional, let me speak this over you. You are not alone in your struggle. God sees you. He's not ashamed of you. He's not disappointed in your weakness. Instead, he's ready to strengthen you, to fight for you, and to walk with you. Victory is not just possible, it's promised. You've got the Spirit of God living in you. You've got access to his word. You've got the armor of God. And most importantly, you've got grace. So today, walk with your head up. Whatever temptation comes your way, know this: you're stronger than you think, and God is greater than anything you'll face. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment of truth, grace, and encouragement. Lord, we acknowledge that temptation is real and often subtle, but we also thank you for the strength and victory that are ours in Christ Jesus. Help us to recognize the schemes of the enemy and to respond not with fear, but with faith. Fill us with your word, strengthen our hearts with your spirit, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Remind us that we are never alone in our battles. You are with us, fighting for us, and shaping us into who you've called us to be. We receive your grace today, and we walk forward in victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for sharing these few minutes with me. If this message spoke to your heart, share it with a friend who needs some encouragement too. And don't forget, every step of obedience is a step toward victory. Until next time, stay rooted, stay ready, and stay anchored in grace.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11, chapter 12, and chapter 13. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 13 verse 1 to 13. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.